And now, without further ado, it is part two of the Paincade Podcast on the tap. Enjoy, you sexy sliding sons of bitches.
Yeah. My mom's all in.
There you go.
She's doing it?
My mom grew up in McKinleyville right there. So she's like, we're going to get an Airbnb. She can watch all
the know where this
yeah.
is.
And you can stay with you.
We can yeah. just get, yeah. We can all get one.
She's a, your mom's a mountain lady?
My mom grew up in the mountain
a forest person?
She grew up McKinleyville High. She graduated from McKinleyville High.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
all. She grew up on Professor Hill is what they call
Professor
it. All the professors from Humboldt State.
Oh. No, oh, that's a good that's one. That's Arcadia, right?
McKinleyville Max. That's what they should have
been. Oh, that's what they were. What were they?
I don't know. And the mascot could have been a mac and cheese.
Hey. Lame.
But my mom told me the other day, she's like, I didn't do many sports because there wasn't a lot of options for girls up there back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I did do this race that the university put on. And she was like, I was 9 and I won first place in the distance thing. I said, oh,
really?
I get my distance running from you. Hey. And this is coming from a woman that did not do sports.
Your mom didn't do any sports?
Like the Panthers.
Ooh.
But she was athletic.
What'd your pops do? What sports did he play?
He's still in the Hall of Fame at Northgate High for football.
Really? What was his position?
Defensive end, right?
I think so.
Oh, Murph.
Yeah. Oh, Murph. D-Murph. Most sacks for sack turnovers. What is that called? Sacks for?
Strip sack.
Strip sack.
Strip sack. No way.
Strip sacks, yeah.
Quick, athletic guy, yep. Big time football.
Big time.
And then his two best friends, one played at University of Washington and one played somewhere else.
Like Huskies?
Yeah, Huskies.
Big time.
Big time.
He won like 3 Rose Bowls. Mm-hmm. As a running
oh,
guy.
Shit.
Yeah, as a running
Damn.
Guy. Ricky Meyer.
Ricky Meyer?
Ricky Meyer.
That sounds like a superhero.
He's hard to find, though.
You see Cam Scabadoo?
Yes, I do.
Like, that guy. Like the way my cousin described him.
He just gets
him,
low and his legs just keep pumping.
My cousin described him as like prime Danny Campos.
Yeah.
Oh, he's yeah.
Just
like
stout. Yeah. Just a
runs like
ball of muscle just cannot yeah. be stopped. Can throw. He threw a touchdown. He caught.
That's a terrible throw, but it worked perfectly.
It was terrible, but he put it right where he needed to.
When you see his name, don't you think it's Scatabow?
Scatabow?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, obviously,
it's a fun last name.
Told him that.
So dope last name.
Oh, it's like a football last name
and
for
Cam
sure.
And Cam Scatabu. Like that's
Cam,
just, yeah.
Cam Scat.
You see his dad in the crowd?
Yeah. He has the AS, like the...
It's like Prime, Rio Linda.
Yeah. Oh, is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a local...
You sure Rio Linda?
Yeah, he's a local kid.
Damn. No, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know Linda.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's
go to
cool.
East Nick?
That was Rio Linda.
Stout.
Yeah.
Stout, stout lad.
I don't even know if East Nick was around. Oh, probably, but... Yeah. Rio Linda, 2 years at Sac State.
No, big
How
deal.
Old is he? Was he a senior?
He's got to be a junior or senior now.
I think he's. This is the second year at ASU.
Oh, so it's not
good. I think this season for sure got him drafted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Do you think he'll translate, though? Because I realize when I'm talking to people about sports that they'll. Barber haircut or my cousin, they present their opinion as bona fide fact. Oh, he won't translate.
No.
Or whatever. I'm just like,
I think
you don't fucking know.
No,
like, people don't
Look at Brock Bowers. That's fucking.
Look well, at Sam Darnold.
Like, yeah, but like he's knew. Local too, and oh,
yeah,
just from the.
There is never a doubt he wasn't going to be in the NFL or
got it.
Decent player.
Running back,
something special.
Yeah,
if you can just
well,
make
Steph
it
Curry
there.
Is the ultimate story of that. Is
oh
he
God,
too. Yes, he did, and more.
Why did the Kings fire Mike Brown?
Mike Brown just wasn't. I don't know
it's
if the
dumpster fire.
The team just wasn't believing him anymore. He went from. Coach of the year to,
yeah.
I think he lost the team because I went and saw a game against OKC.
Not like you have an inside.
Yeah,
I try not to talk to Mel about her because it's like
yeah.
that's her every single day. So
yeah.
I'll be like, so.
What's your favorite color, Melanie? I don't know. Like, because I want to all I want to talk to her about
yeah.
is the Kings
yeah.
and she'll refer to the players by their first
job.
Name. It is.
If I didn't have kids,
she's gonna air the dirty laundry.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, she,
what's going on in that locker room?
They're just like, come on, Mel, I need you. Inside scoop for this. She'd be. I would like to get her on the tap and talk about
that. Would be amazing. Yeah.
Is De'Aaron Fox going to the Lakers?
I hope not.
Me,
that'd break my
yeah.
fucking heart. I don't want that to happen.
Depends on what we get for him.
That's true. Don't want LeBron.
Here we go.
You can keep them. I don't want anybody from the Lakers. They're terrible. They're bums.
I hate Lakers.
No me gusta, as the old Lakers saying goes. Last one. Hawk Tua. Do we even care?
That was wild.
It was just like, oh, she's only going to be known as Hawk Tua, which
lost a lot of money with crypto.
Cap, some crypto Cap, man.
I supported. I got some Hawk
Cap
Tua
is shirt. Dad of the year and had both our children sing it multiple times.
Yeah.
Spit on that. Like, it's a great video. It's just like, damn, that's all you need to be famous.
All you need to be bumped up a tax bracket. I mean, that like, poor girl. Clearly.
Yep. I mean, I don't... It's like, she said something funny and drunk, and I don't think she had any intention of it spiraling
no,
to what it is.
Clearly.
She's like, well,
that's why it's
this is a scripted cool thing that happened. Now I'm just going to run with it. So I don't resent her for it, but it's just like, hey, take it, run with it.
Do you think she regrets it? Because it'll always follow.
I mean, you just have to accept the fact that, like, this is who you'll always be known as. Oh, Hawk to a girl, not her name, Haley, I think. And then...
I don't even know her name.
Yeah, she has a real name, apparently.
I think she will always be known as Hawk to
a girl. Yeah, at 100%.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Podcast.
No.
Talk
to a... Talk to a... That is a good... Like, that name is perfect. That name is perfect.
That's genius.
But it's just like, what sort of insight in society and life can you possibly bring me that it's going to change my life for the better?
Or wow.
Maybe there's witty conversation. Or nah. Or nah.
I haven't listened to it.
Me neither. I do not care.
I know it's there.
I'm listening to the tap, baby. That's what we do. Well, after I, like, edit it, I don't usually listen to the episodes. I just hope they're good and that I didn't leave anything incriminating left in, not edited out. So, it's like, it's a roll of the dice every
that's
time.
It.
I'm just waiting for a text, like, what the fuck did you just say?
Pressure.
It's like, no racist tangents or anything like that. Nothing terrible.
No.
That tap is a place of purity and fun. It's open.
You like that?
It's open.
Accepting.
Oh, it is, for the most part. Are you guys ready for off the cuff?
Okay, well, here we go.
Off the cuff,
here
these questions. What is your go-to sandwich at a restaurant? What you looking for?
Do you sound like Togo's? We go to Togo's.
Say like a sit-down restaurant. They have like a, because I enjoy a nice grilled
Jersey
chicken
Mike's
pesto.
Has the best sandwich.
What is it? That, you know, fuck it. At any restaurant, what is your?
I am a sandwich connoisseur.
Well,
penne
nugget,
style.
Penne,
well, paper thin.
Nugget has good sandwiches. They have fire sandwiches. Yep. And I'm gonna get ciabatta. Turkey,
nice.
Pepper jack, pickled jalapenos,
ooh,
lettuce, tomato. I have an onion.
Any aioli, mayo?
Mayo.
We have some candy.
Big mayo gal.
Avocado?
Not so much, yes, avocado. Mm. Not so much a mustard gal on my sandwiches. On my sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I love good mustard.
I went to...
But I love a good mustard. I love mustard on my
shout out, I forget the gal. I don't even know her name, but the gal at Town & Country. She was working the deli.
Yes.
She was like... A little gap tooth, had some like makeup and stuff.
Okay.
That's just how I remember her. She
right.
made me, I was just like, you know what? I just start checking everything on the sandwich box, and she made me, it was about this big.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
The bread was struggling to maintain the heft. Like, it was.
That's annoying.
A hefty sandwich.
That's
but
annoying.
It was like.
Yeah.
Like layers, and she
like
just
like you
added
just get
on.
Lockjaw trying to eat your sandwich.
I just like a snake. I just dislocate my jaw and just Steven Tyler mouth that bitch. I'm just going to eat the whole thing. Went for it.
Got a little gap tooth.
Yeah.
And some makeup.
You know? Gap tooth girl. She made a hell of a sandwich. And then I go to check. I got like a steak for breakfast the next day, and it's like the guy
I'm
with
sorry,
the.
You went to get steak for breakfast the next day?
Steak and eggs.
Okay.
Steak and eggs. Steak and eggs. It's a thing.
Yeah, I do too.
It's, but the guy, it's like, he has like the wet, it's the old white guy with the kind of crazy hair.
Yeah.
He didn't check it. Like, I saw, it's like, oh, only $8. He didn't do the steak. I said nothing. I'm like, you know what? Now I'm saying something on the time. I wasn't going to be like, oh, you forgot to charge me for this. I get bent over by Lorenzo so often. I'm going
to
support local, but man,
I
get bent over
so often. I try to support local, but I've maybe shopped there like 3 times this past year.
I get some chicken strips.
Chicken strips, good. I almost
salad
went chicken.
If I need it.
Yeah. Sandwiches. Sandies.
I like a melted cheese turkey sandwich.
A nice little
like
toasty.
Hot,
hot sandies.
I know what those are called, but.
Panini?
No, it's not even panini.
Oh. Hot press, toasty. Like a Ike's Place. Sandies.
Oh.
They
you
got
like
the like sauces. Oh yeah, the Dutch crunch scars the roof of my mouth, but
right,
I'm down to
right,
I'll 100%. Eat the shit out of that sandwich. What about you, Cappy baby?
Italian.
Yeah?
Some sort of Italian.
Some meats.
Lots of meats on there.
Slam. Yeah. Is Big Sexy Capicola. Meats gonna get into the sandwich game a little bit?
I don't know.
Or just give people the meat if you want to make a sandwich out of your brisket.
We're talking about...
I like that hair.
Possibly.
China.
We're doing sandwiches, maybe just popping up on a corner out here.
Some bot.
Put these other taco stands out of business.
You see a Ben Moore folks getting in on your territory?
Yeah. Oh, good for him.
Uh-oh.
You guys going to have a meet off?
No.
A meet and greet?
That's all good.
Hey, all ships rise in high tide.
That's true.
I said that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, meat boys.
Barbecue sauce and stuff.
Maybe we'll do a little banh mi or brisket sandwich.
Your guys' pickled radishes, like the onions. It's phenomenal.
So good.
Love that. I used to be such a plain Jane guy growing up, just bread, mayonnaise, cheese, meat, and like that's it. But like adding lettuce or peppercinis,
onions are like one of my favorite things.
So
when
good.
Do that, I'm so happy. To
yeah.
It's all about the sides.
The sides.
So good.
What I'm bad at is I never write anything down.
You just go off based off your heart.
Heart and memory, and I'm like.
So you're a true chef.
That's what happens. That's why. You just
black out, and the meat's just there.
Like, yeah, all that time.
He does.
Love a good potato salad or macaroni salad side for a sandwich or some meats.
Both.
Oh my god.
Very good.
Well, the tri-tip sandwich at Firestone in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, dude.
So good.
Those aren't even so good.
It's like Doghouse. I went to in Fresno.
Doghouse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's owned by the same people.
Oh, okay.
It's called Firestone.
They had good, like, french fries or something else.
Everything there is. You guys went there on a trip to, like,
Vegas. I think we were driving
Vegas or something.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
the ribs, the fries.
It's across from the basketball.
Yeah, it's right there by the
campus.
Doghouse, Firestone. Yeah, same owners. Different name.
Bomb.com.
Well, I think it's because that's in Cal Poly. Mm-hmm. Firestone. Doghouse is in Fresno.
It's good for you. Love these sandies. What beer hits best after a 12-hour workday or after a half marathon? Maybe a shower beer. When do they hit best? Because the beer after the Santa Hustle was pretty goddamn delightful.
Oh yeah,
I can't drink beer anymore. I'm too sick.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
It used to be,
but I wanted
someone to look up to.
I was a beer drinker. It also made me gain like 20 pounds. But yeah, I was definitely.
What happened?
I could drink like
easily like a 12-pack of beer.
Back in your Oklahoma days?
Well, even before that.
You could down a 12-pack?
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, now the real drinking gets to start.
Yeah, like it was like a bat. I could like drink all night long if it was beer. But I wasn't a shot. I didn't do shots.
Would you need food to like fortify the
stomach? Yeah, I always need food. Have you met me? I always need food.
Once or twice.
Food's like, my jam. But now I'm in my dirty martini era.
Nice.
Yeah.
Espresso martini?
Less. But I'm sensitive to caffeine, so I give and take.
What do we have here? We got here. Whoa.
Definitely my dirty martini era, for sure. I don't get a hangover as much, and it's got to be, like, good vodka, though. I'm a vodka dirty martini now.
I got my Grandma Barb, some Bombay Sapphire gin for Christmas. Because I've gone over there, because I've only ever gone over there for biscuits. And it's like, you know what? I want to give Grandma love off the clock. Because that's like, you go there, everybody goes there. But I want to see Grandma on my own accord. She'll bust out for gin and tonics. She'll bust out a plastic handle. I'm like, Granny, you're better than a plastic handle. Whoa.
Do it.
Bite it.
I'll
bite it.
Nope.
That's pickled jalapenos?
Kind of, but more candy.
Just fresh one, though.
A little sandwich.
Whoa! Okay.
The best secret...
Oh, whoa.
...with Frito is
it,
honey.
Like, it teases you. There is honey there. It has to be.
No, I know, but you need honey on it. You need to drizzle honey on it.
Because it's like...
What do you guys do to this thing?
I opened it.
Oh, my God. All right, so it kind of brings you into a warm embrace with like the sweetness, and then afterwards it's like, by the way, I'm fucking fucked. Yeah.
Oh,
it's good.
What about a good MGD?
MGD?
Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh, absolutely. I drink alcohol.
Right.
I
drink Davis.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's Charlie's favorite picture. She would scroll through my phone and find that picture of you.
Like my eyes rolled in the back of my head.
And
after
be like, Uncle Sandwich. Can you find any
straight
other
up
picture?
Demon. So what do we have here? We have prosciutto.
Shout out to Busy D Honey.
Busy D Honey.
Grown on the Murphy Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
That with a
I do. Can we just reach into our fingers? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here you are.
Can I ask my question?
Ask your question.
Yeah, ask your question. That's your question?
Clean towel.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for months.
Months. Oh man, spill it. Spill those beans, baby. Spill
it. Like a towel.
Oh.
Like a towel.
No.
A beach towel.
You piss your pants?
No. This is part of the question.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
Thank you. Sure.
How much does it cost for Santa to park a sleigh?
How much?
Nothing. It's on the house.
That's good. Makes my heart weep a little bit, but that's a good dad joke. Mom joke.
I'm the queen of mom.
There it is. There's a towel.
It's probably a little crunchy.
You gotta put your microphone down.
Oh boy.
But you just got out of the shower. Mm-hmm. How do you dry off?
Ooh.
Oh, always wonder this about people.
Yeah. Okay.
But you have to stand up. You have to give us a whole.
Oh, this is a great question.
I think about this almost every time I get a shower.
So,
like,
I keep my left hand to the side, like, I'll go, like...
Okay, so you're first to the
over head. The top, but then I have to, like, go over, because I'll use my hand to, like, get the booty crack. And then I'll go and, like, it's tainted. I have to, like, wash my hand, like, in the sink with some soap.
What?
And then I'll...
Wait, hold on. Why do you have to go to the sink?
You use your left hand,
cause
no
it's,
towel,
I can't stand,
and you go...
That there's, like,
there's soap. Shower.
There is soap in the shower, but I just...
Why do you have to go to the sink?
It feels impure. I need to double purify it.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I'm
okay.
good to...
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, we need to...
You're blocking the camera.
Oh, that's good.
When you're showering,
yeah.
you clean your butthole with soap.
Yes.
Wait,
then,
but do you put the soap straight up in your butthole?
I do.
No, I let the...
I grab it.
I let
it on my hand.
Like a cheese grater.
I let the suds dribble down, and then I just kind of... smack it out a little bit.
The shower's off.
Alright, so
you
I
go head,
I go
face,
head, arms.
You keep your hand out of the way, and then you go and wash your hand?
Yeah, so I kind of do this.
So yeah, you're wet everywhere, but you
know. What is this?
So I go, I
get
pump
more
the
soap,
open up this.
So everything's still wet, but your head and your face right now.
Yeah, okay. Alright, I get the head, arms, chest. And then I drag up each leg, and then...
What do you do with the soap on the hand?
Flip this over. Oh, I dry it off.
On your hand?
No. So soap on the hand, do the sink, and then just a final soap.
After your hand?
Yeah, final soap to make sure there's no extra poo-poo travel. And then...
See, this is a great question.
This is like, no, you wanted the ritual, you got it. So,
okay.
And then I go front, and then I finish on the back.
And then, and then a final, toilet paper, dry wipe.
Wow!
Because I don't like a squish between the booty cheeks.
No.
I'm not.
You don't put the
not
towel
a
in there?
No. Because like, what if? Because I like to use the same towel a few times. So what if I get like the butt crack and I'm like hit the face with
Russian
it
roulette,
next time?
Baby.
I'm not rolling those dice.
That's how
you build your immune system.
Your butt's clean by then.
It's clean, but I know what comes out of that thing, and like I'm not gonna tempt fate.
Do you use wet wipes to wipe your butt?
No.
Oh, maybe you should try it. It sounds like you'd be in it.
It's
really clean.
I've tried bidet. The first time I tried, I think it was at Nick's house, and it was maybe on full blast.
Oh my God.
And I swear it like shot up my ass and came out my nose, like. Like I started tearing up. I was like I was sore for a few days. Like, I gave it another try at my friend's place. I was just like, this. I'm a toilet paper guy. I'm not gonna mess around. I can respect the bidet game. It's just not my game to play.
Maybe we gotta get you a wet wipe.
What? Hey, I'm here
okay,
for it.
All right.
So, Calvi, what your dry technique?
So often,
please,
because I have to do it to get it right. I go face, here. I don't know why. Left arm, left.
Oh.
Here. I don't know why I go to right arm.
So you go down, you don't go
right
up.
Leg.
Oh, he goes full circle.
You go down.
Then I go arm, mm-hmm. And then I go like this, and I dry my butt crack.
Yeah, all right, I do that.
And then that's it.
Do you dispose of the towel?
Oh,
and the
dirty laundry?
Oh.
You're clean.
But I'm clean. That's how I do it.
Do you ever leave a skid mark on a towel? Like, whoops.
Yeah, I go right in the wash.
So I grab
those don't make it back.
I'm glad you asked
in the shower.
This is a great off the cuff.
Yeah, I think I also am here, and then I go like this immediately like this because my hair gets
hair,
like,
hair different vibe. Yeah, yeah.
And then I bring it down like this.
Ooh.
And I always go like this.
Mm.
And then I drop it because it's hot. Mm. And I just walk to the room.
So you don't dry your upper body at all?
No, I just got hair dressed.
Oh. Wow.
Like,
well, because I start like this and it's kind of already.
Do you do the towel over your hair kind of genie
sometimes
look?
Sometimes. If I'm gonna, if it's not before I go to bed,
mm-hmm.
then I don't. But if it's before I go to bed, I do because then it gets my hair.
You'll get pneumonia. Can't do that.
Yeah, my face.
Oh, I do. The first thing I do is this, and then yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We're all face first.
All, but all
face
super
first.
Different.
But I do not do this.
Oh man, that's like Mr. Krabs with it.
You don't dry your butt right at all.
Ooh, I can't stand a squishy.
Also,
hair,
arm,
very good.
Arm,
yeah.
Leg,
yeah.
And then butt crack.
Yeah.
So you.
So
I
sometimes look like this.
Get the shoulder. Yeah, that's the move.
Oh, what irritates me about him is he'll still get dressed when he's still wet.
Oh, it's hard to get socks on with wet feet.
I have to, like, I just don't have the clothes on for a while. Like, I just, like, air dry.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that's why.
Just walk around. Walk around the house and all nudie. Yeah.
My kids are going to hate me about
hairs. Yeah, fuck them. They're
and then I put clothes on. And, like, I'll fully get ready without clothes on.
Until they pay rent.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, clothes are last. I don't know why, it's just a habit.
So you guys all go down up the legs. I start feet, I go up.
I 100%.
Oh, you mean start north and work south?
So I do like arms, chest, but like when I go down my legs, I use the towel and I drag up instead of drag down.
Mm-hmm. I push down. Yeah.
Push down.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like
the turn,
like how you wipe some people wipe like this, some people wipe like
that. Oh, that's the great debate of the century.
How you guys wipe them?
From behind, you're sick.
From behind,
yeah,
you're sick.
If you're in front of, like, you want to poop on your balls?
I stand up when I wipe.
Yeah, me too. Me too. No, stand up.
Huh? And then your butthole close up when you stand up?
You stand up like this and
pull one cheek out, open it up, and like really get in there.
When you stand really up, doesn't it just pancake it all together?
No,
because you're squat. You're squat lifting. You're not. He's not going like this.
I'm not like going full.
No, I'm not clenching. Not clenching. Yeah.
Squatting.
It's left hand is a spotter, like open up the cheek, right hand go infiltrate.
I wipe with my left hand.
What?
Are you dominant?
Are you a psychopath?
I've never wiped off hand. I'm a little
never
nervous.
If I wiped with my left hand.
I think I learned it from your dad.
What?
Or
well, Benny Gertz is a wild dude. So.
For basketball with Keith, like back in the day, him and Cannon, they would do everything with their left hand, like eat.
Oh, to get.
Do everything.
Yeah.
Just, like, wipe your butt with your left hand. I would be awkward wiping my butt with my right hand. Like, I can do
what?
It.
Oh, my God.
You get poop on my hand.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way about my left hand. I don't have
but
the trust in the guys.
Yeah. It's always been closer there, too. Just
not in our house. Mm.
Are you a folder
not
or
in our
a
house.
Baller?
I ball out.
Folder.
you're a psycho. No. You just ball it up,
crumble it.
Oh, no.
That's weird.
You got to be a folder.
I'm a nice all those cat things I use to a children.
Yeah, she does.
I try to be.
You go over the fingers, though, then you take it off.
Yes, that's what
sure
I do. That's what I do.
So you guys are all folded.
I want to see how you guys do this.
Yeah.
What's going on? Oh, shit. Talking shit, man.
I have been thinking about this for months.
Well,
I can't
like
wait to
know
ask this on the
chat. Unless you know these things.
You gotta know how to
drive. This is a lot about.
See, for me,
just hold it up a little bit. Hold it up.
See, I move too quick in this lifetime for
fold.
That. I don't have patience for
fold.
That.
Fold, left.
No.
That's a vision.
That is so weird. Why do you wipe
this much? I go here. There, right. Switch to the right hand.
Well, see, look, this is the problem with me.
That's nice.
As I go like this.
That's nice.
Look at
you're
she can't actually use this whole thing. She goes like this.
How many trees?
I get in the toilet, dude, the whole thing's full of toilet paper. It looks like a little kid was in there.
Why is it?
If you're clogging the toilet because of too much toilet paper,
that's Danielle.
Oh, my God.
That's a
you
lot
guys
of
have
toilet paper.
What do you do, buds?
I wad it up
a little bit.
Like this?
You guys hold on.
This
is important how
the table
it needs to the way they all right, this is the proper way.
Yes, it has
people
to
that have it like this, which I've seen in my parents' cabin. I'm kind of like, you guys are out of your fucking minds. All this.
Yeah.
Like a little too much.
Crumple it up? Oh, no!
No! No! No!
All of the Italians.
Doesn't that hurt?
Wow!
Doesn't this feel so much better?
It seems to make more sense. It looks more sensible.
Look at that. I can get a wet one in that.
I'd be lying if I said that I haven't like stained and been like, oh, a little poo on the finger.
Can you smell it then?
I wash my hands and then I smell it. God, it's like order of operations.
Make sure it's gone.
It's like we're good here.
Alright. How about when you get dressed? What order do you go in for clothing?
Underwear first.
Underwear.
Pants or shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shirt and then socks.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Spot on.
Same.
Gotta let your feet dry a little bit. It's hard to get socks on when they're still look like
All right, you go one sock, one shoe, one sock, one shoe.
Sock, shoe, shoe.
Sock, shoe.
And how many people are you
really?
That is obscene.
I don't know why. I like it.
Why? Is that? Have you always done it that way?
Yeah. Huh. I also tie my shoes with bunny ears.
Is that the way to go?
Some people do the loop, swoop, and pull.
Oh. Like
I'm
in Big Daddy.
Too.
I go ear,
loop,
ear,
swoop,
pull.
Yeah, yeah. Loop, swoop, and pull.
I'm a big double knot guy, though.
Same.
Can't go single
Same.
Knot. I don't have trust in the single
Same.
Knot.
Same. I'm a big double knot gal, too.
Gotta make it tall.
There's nothing worse than when your shoelace comes untied. And I just don't want to be bothered by that. Because I live my life at full speed.
You live your life a quarter mile at a time.
I do. And I cannot be bothered by that.
Did you get those shoes that you just spin and they tighten?
I have those. Well, I don't have those, but I have the On Clouds that have the like automatic lacing.
Hey, talking the microphone, ding dong.
Oh. I forgot.
Super casual. Oh yeah, I forgot we're podcasting a little bit. Austin, you've completely derailed the pod in the best of ways. Who would have thought? Like, that was a great question,
we have water
by the way.
Now, guys.
We do?
We're not a third world country.
Hey.
Anymore.
No. Not anymore.
You might hit me with something?
The Smith residence.
Right there, yeah.
Smith residence.
First world country it is.
It does look like a condemned crack house outside.
No. Oh, I mean you guys are
renovation time.
You guys are
it does look like a condemned
Shout out to Wiley Reed.
Yeah, shout out to Wiley Reed.
Reconstruction, man. A little contractor.
Yeah, I saw he did someone's house, and I was like, oh, I like your work.
He's doing the thing. Come on.
Actually was in the process of trying to start his own clientele here, and he hopped right on board and couldn't be happier with his work.
Let's go. He's that guy, pal.
Mm-hmm.
One of those guys, it's like, he's come out to the landfill a few times. I'm like, oh, wow, what's going on, man? Like, there's a few people that show up. What's up, Gertz? I'm like, I don't know who you are. You know me, but I feel like an asshole because I don't know you.
So popular.
I mean, when you're the trivia guy at Hoobies,
I didn't take that into account.
Right, king of trivia. I need to make an appearance there.
Make an appearance. Might be switching to me making the questions so we can do theme stuff.
It'd be so much better.
It's like, because I'll make it on my laptop and connect to the big TV and then just...
You like winter sports history.
Winter sports history.
Oh, God,
movie
Tom
trivia.
Hands
with that. Oh my God, he would. It's a third party called King Trivia, and sometimes their questions like they'll screw up, they'll get something wrong.
Yeah.
It's just like or misspell it, or it's like if you're paying money, you guys need to be perfect.
Oh my God,
you need to be perfect. So, and they've been anything but. And some of the questions like, okay, this is fun, and then they want what are the five instruments in an oboe quintet? I'm like, this is such a flaccid question. And
he might have as many Zen
a woodwind quintet.
Violin, an oboe.
Mm-hmm.
What the?
What
are you talking about?
A woodwind flute? Quintet? I think there's a French horn in there. No.
For
I don't know.
What?
I have no idea.
Oboe.
A woodwind
quintet.
So, anyways, some of the questions.
Above my
some of the questions, like, level. People are enjoying it, and then they want 14th century rulers, and nobody has any clue, or it's, like, not fun. It's not fun. I want to ask fun.
Give me pop culture or sports and I'll smash people.
Pop culture or sports?
You said pop cultural sports. What is that?
Quidditch or something. Pop
like
culture sports?
I just created something, actually.
Hey, no big deal.
No big deal.
Drying off, man. Man, Kelly, absolutely.
Yeah, pop
sports.
Carry a towel around, make them dry off in front of you.
It's like dry in front of me, baby.
Dry.
You're
off.
All wet. Yeah, when you're wet, you're on the tap. You got to dry off. Everybody's
just,
wet. Everybody's
always
wet.
Intrigued me.
Yeah.
You should get a sauna.
Good. I did a sauna with Dylan Day when I went and visit him
and then
in
you
Nevada.
Dry off in the sauna.
Oh.
After the sauna.
After
and
the sauna.
And then you podcast.
Dude, sweaty, be loose.
Did he make
really
a cold
loose.
Plunge?
It wasn't as cold, but we dumped in his like little tub and then went straight into the sauna.
Together?
He went and then I went and then
together.
Ada is a maniac because he'll put the scoop of water on like the rocks and he'll do like one or two and you can feel it. It takes a second or two and then you're like, oh, ooh, like the air gets hot. And he said Ada would do four or five and he did four like right before like we were done with it.
This is his wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had to bury my face in the towel because, like, though. The heat, like, you're breathing in, like, scorching hot air.
Yeah.
Get one. Ooh. Like, there's some, like.
And that's
health
the good
benefits.
One where you
yeah.
pour the water
benefits.
On the hot
yeah.
rocks.
They,
yeah.
Well, they had a tough shed, and then they just figured out how to. They put. Yeah. They lined it with wood and have a little wood stove in there.
That's a,
and rocks on top.
That's what they are, basically.
Yeah.
And it works. It felt pretty good.
I want to buy one. So
yeah,
we need
good.
To buy. We need to buy an actual shed before we buy a sauna.
I mean, you could turn into.
They got like
you
a sauna
at the same time.
They got like stuff. A sauna and a cold good plunge point. Combo.
That's the move.
Yeah,
that's the move. Oh, speaking of cold plunge,
a few thousand.
You guys, we have a cold plunge of you know Lake Solano.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
We're gonna do it.
The creek. We can go tomorrow.
This is too early in the morning for me.
Like 7?
Yeah,
we gotta
yeah, we can go there.
Bring the kids.
It's good. It's good for you. It hurts. But this is the pain cave, not the comfort cave.
I used to always jump in.
I brought my yeah. gat the other day. And didn't have
no,
bullets.
No bullets. The mountain lion will be like, shit, can't, can't
oh,
mess with
this
guy.
Packing.
This guy's packing some meat. Anyways, packed off the cuff. What's a better a concert or like a nice intimate bar venue, some live music, a little acoustic? What do you guys prefer?
It's all about what are
yeah.
you doing?
The vibe who you're with is makes it.
No, I got you.
But I do think I like the din, right?
The din.
I like the din vibes.
Like a smaller venue.
Yeah. Smaller
something.
Venue.
Yeah.
Speakeasy.
A little speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody on the keys.
Yeah.
Concerts sometimes
like
are
that, like,
so loud that I can't even hear the music. It's just people screaming.
There's great energy to it, even if it's somebody I don't like. My buddy, like a year or so ago, he's like, "I have an extra Machine Gun Kelly ticket." I'm like, "It was a cool performance, like energy." I'm not like a fan per se, but just to see live music, it was pretty cool. But then
Megan Fox.
No.
Hottie.
Saw. God, who else was there? Avril Lavigne was there.
Oh.
Skater was there. Girl. Skater Girl, and then Willow Smith. Like it was a cool concert.
Did she wear her hair back and forth?
A little bit. Okay. And then, but then there's like music at Hoobies or something. We're like, this is like a nice, just hang out with the beer and just listen to someone sing their asses off.
Both great.
Yeah.
Both great.
Yeah.
Depends on like, yeah, what you're feeling.
Yeah, let's see. Your favorite bug. What's your favorite bug? You guys are all parents. You got favorite bugs.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
I don't like any bugs.
Like a snail?
Butterflies, I guess. We always
there you go.
I always buy my kids butterfly larvae and then we
oh.
release them in the spring.
Like
as butterflies.
Caterpillars?
Yeah, we do the whole life cycle.
Oh.
And then I put them in my garden. And ladybugs.
So you like
so
you like bugs.
Ladybugs and butterflies, but that's it.
Oh.
Sorry.
No love for snails?
No.
But they're so cute.
They're
like
little
a banana house. Slug.
Banana slug? Mm. Thick.
Yeah.
Thick one. Leaves a trail.
We go hiking in Fort Bragg.
Okay.
Yeah?
I touch them, put them in my pocket.
Oh,
save it for later? You eat. Is it protein? Like how you... I love the slugs that Ron was puking up in the second Harry Potter movie.
I think those are banana slugs.
They gotta be. They're huge.
They look like banana. No, they're green, weren't they?
Yeah, something
did
gross.
Did you kiss a banana slug in Angel Island?
It's Camp Lomar.
Camp Lomar.
You're supposed to kiss a banana slug over there?
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't go to that. I went to Walker Creek.
Why? Yeah,
it's a St. James, or because I looked down my nose at you public school kids.
Right.
Me, Max, Amy, and Megan.
It's like,
yep.
It's like we didn't get to stand in the K-12 photo.
I forgot about that.
We went to the side.
I didn't either. I didn't come here until second grade. So.
You didn't? Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
Davis.
Sparta.
Sparta.
I lived in a Sparta, but I did everything in Davis. So I lived
That's
in...
weird. That's even further.
My mom taught in Davis, so I went to
I did see her at the teachers protesting
yeah.
last year when I was writing for the
yeah,
enterprise. I'm like,
oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
She was picketing.
Like, she's out there.
Oh,
she's out there.
I like that.
Get some,
yep.
You know, it's like, it's kind of a.
It's retired.
I'd say it's for. Congrats.
Yes,
let's go. Snaps for. It's like, you kind of, I feel like it's important for teachers to be able to afford to teach in the town that they teach in. But man, that's just.
Have you ever thought
I'm just some guy.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me that, yeah.
Well,
yes, I have. I've thought about starting a daycare, but the problem is
somebody can make a shit ton of money.
No, you
town.
Can make so much money.
Especially if, like,
sorry,
you're
you
good.
Selective of clientele too. Like,
you can, yeah.
I would trust you with my.
Okay, children. Well, here's. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
When they come.
I
mean, I do like you watching my kid for free right now. But
okay, here's the thing, curious. Though. I've always. It's hard for me to profit off of too, because I feel like. The kids that I do watch, I'm only going to watch kids that I will love like my own. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that. Like, I
have some random.
Like, I just, like, I want an intimate relationship with the kid. I want it to feel like family. Like, I don't want it to then become a business transaction. Like, yeah. All of a sudden we got a schedule and there's nap time and, like, snack time, which we do when they're here on mm-hmm. their schedule. But, like, then you have to, like, put everyone on the same schedule. And then I put a lot of energy into raising my own kids. Mm. I made that choice, that conscious choice.
Indeed.
And so I don't want to feel so burnt out by watching
raising
everyone else's
kids.
Yeah, and then I don't have enough in the tank for my own. That's ultimately why I have
What is like the toll to deal like
being around your own kids? Because being around Dylan A's kids, that was insanity as soon as I stepped through the door. There's like no pants, there's like nudity, there's kids running around with these blonde hair, blue eyed little Vikings.
Love all three of them. They're awesome kids. But it just seemed like there's no off switch. It's like you are there to raise these kids.
There is.
There's no going on.
There's nap time.
And then when you're in, and but then you're in our face of parenting, yeah. And nap time doesn't exist anymore. And it's so sad because it is true. And then you like, you try to have them have quiet time still, right? That's how I.
What is that?
Like, watch the TV. Don't talk to me. But they don't.
Don't talk
to
me.
Talk to you. And I like, I feel guilty because there's times where I'm like, literally, like, I don't.
You ever just like lock them in the closet? You're like, you'll be fine.
No, they're old enough to get out. We're in this stage where they are.
We've tried
to get really freaking smart, and you know, and my daughter is extremely emotionally intelligent, and so it becomes. You know, real difficult. Mom, I see you're having a hard time. She's reverse psychology on me.
Really?
It looks like you're touched out. Like using terms like that. Do you need to have alone time?
Wow.
I'm like,
China, awesome. China.
Well, you're raising your own babysitter.
Because of you! Yeah, she's, yeah, both of them.
Because of you!
Yeah. And I do spend more time. Our arrangement in our marriage is that Cap does work a lot.
Yes.
And so sometimes I'm like a shift work mom where like firefighters are gone for 3 days and they come home for two or whatever. Oftentimes his schedule mimics that.
Mm-hmm.
So he becomes Disneyland dad.
Mm.
And you know.
You're that guy, pal.
And I am the enforcer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's the tough one.
Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop. And so that can get hard sometimes too, you know.
But you're
really good at parenting when you're here, which I am really grateful for.
Is it difficult to discipline other kids? Like, say there's your own, you have free range to discipline as you see fit, but it's like, there's other kids sometimes, I mean, maybe not like a spanking or something, but like, hey, you can't do that. Even though they're not your kids, it's like, there's kind of an objective bit of,
so
like, instilling respect and be like, hey, you got to follow the rules.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think because I was a teacher, I don't have a problem doing that
mm-hmm.
at all. But I also feel like it's really important how you go about it. Right?
True.
Like, there are things that are, like, universally wrong that happen. And it's like, you know, you got to stamp. You can't berate children. You can't scream at children.
Mm.
You just can't.
How satisfying would it be, though?
Sometimes a scream
just
at
just, like,
children?
Hold them. Oh. Ah! Yeah. Just scream 100%. In there, like, an inch away from their face.
100%. But a lot of it, felt I the just, need? Like, I go about
no.
it in, like, a teaching manner,
just sitting
right?
here,
like,
you little fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all right, we're not going to do that because that's dangerous. Like, I think the moment you can kind of, like, flip it like that a lot of the time. And it's, like, who you're hanging around. Like,
yeah.
You know? Like, you can make the choice. You hang around some people and their kids are just absolute fucking animals. And you can tell the parents don't have respect either for what's going on.
Mm.
Then you can either parent your kids. I mean, I'm only in control of my kids at the end of the day. Like, I'm not in charge of anyone else's. But, like.
Do you break as a parent? Do you have to reach that breaking point, then break and be like, okay, now we can move forward? Or do you have to hold it together?
I feel like.
I don't know. The kids,
have
I just
lost
like.
Have I lost my mind and been
yes.
highly
have
embarrassed
you
and
lost
had
your
such
mind?
Guilt? 100%.
Okay.
100%.
But I'm sure it varies from parent to
like,
parent.
Like, I've literally told my daughter, why are you so difficult to her face?
Oh.
Because I've been so at the edge of, like, tear, like, I'm just done. And then you're like, wow, why did I fucking just say that? Right? And then, but I think what matters is, like, the repair that you do afterward. Like,
okay.
I will go in, my ego is not big enough where I'll be like, mommy was wrong.
No, don't never admit you're wrong.
100%.
Never.
No, but I think
and that's developed respect with our kids. Like, they're, like, much more willing to tell us things when they fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more willing to, like, because we all do. We're human.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, like, I don't want my kids to think that I'm perfect. I'm not.
Mm.
But I want to do my best every day. And so
they
I'm trying to, like, live by that. No, 100% not.
Callie, yep. Have you ever reached a breaking point at all? Or
no,
you
too young. I feel like, yeah. Still fun. We only have one.
Yeah.
And two people.
Two's on the way, baby.
It's pretty chill.
How do you think number two is going to affect the team dynamic?
It'd be fine.
You all right?
You do. You just deal.
Just deal with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You adapt.
I'm thinking we're going to get a calm one.
Calm one?
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I actually don't know. I'm saying that.
Any names?
Any names like sticking out? I know I've asked you before, but
we're down to two, Lucy and Olivia.
Ooh.
I like it.
It's adorable.
Middle name set.
What is that?
Kelly Rose.
Kelly Rose. Oh, I like that.
Papa or Kelly. My mom is Kelly.
Oh.
Rose is her grandma's name.
And they'll be Yankee fan.
Of course.
Mm. Oh, that happened in 2024. Oh. You did go to the World Series, which is pretty dope. Pretty dope.
It made it so much easier when they lost to just be like, I don't give a fuck.
You went to the one game they won.
And they won.
And you got a baseball out of it.
My dad and my wife and my kid and my mom.
Was that the first time your folks were back since 9/11?
No, Big Don went back.
Yeah.
To get a prisoner on time. And then.
Were you the prisoner?
No.
Oh.
No.
Not that time.
If no, yeah,
somebody
commits
a crime in Solano and they
get arrested somewhere else, a Solano sheriff or deputy has to go get them. That was my dad's job. So him and his partner, him and a partner, whatever, flew to New York to get this guy, and then a blizzard hit, and they had to stay for 2 days.
Damn!
So that was his first time back, and he went and, like, saw the memorial and everything, so he, like, did everything we did before mm-hmm. us.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Soto?
He got
one. Oh, we tried, so it's good.
Is he that good?
Nah, I mean, they're not getting so much money, dude. But the Mets, they're blank check, baby.
Yeah. They have that same bankroll as the Yankees?
They have more money than the Yankees.
Really?
Cohen is like a billionaire.
Oh, just buy out the yeah. Dodgers.
Buy the Dodgers have a blank check, too.
They
just signed that
second baseman.
Can't stand it.
Where
Blake Snell.
Snell. What's the furthest? Where is the furthest place you guys have traveled to?
Portugal. We just got
That's
back from
sweet.
Portugal and went to Portugal in May. That was badass.
That's pretty sweet.
Ate our way through Portugal. And
meaty
through,
was it?
Through talking to the locals, because
Cap's a perfect at that. Cap makes friends with everywhere we
Doesn't
go.
Doesn't matter the language.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Portugal is they all pretty much speak English. So
that's
that was
that's
really awesome. Idea. Yeah, for the most part.
And you said you got to golf over there.
We golfed on their PGA course, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably one of the highlights. Other than the castle, I was nerding out with the castle.
So. What was the best food you had over there?
We chose a lobster and cooked it right in front of us.
Yeah. That was
phenomenal.
Oh,
yeah, that was phenomenal.
Watch them boil alive.
Their desserts
were
so
good.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it wasn't full of like
what?
American shit in it.
This one looked at me wrong.
But
you got buddy.
It was like some fresh farm to table. The food was so good. I can't even pick anything that like really like it was all so good.
Fresh.
We went to a Michelin star restaurant. Michelin sushi restaurant.
How did that ever come to start happening? Michelin tire company?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Michelin tires.
It is.
You're the one that was thinking about
it
Michelin.
It is still.
Really?
Yeah.
Same company.
That's a bizarre
thing.
So
how does that happen?
I don't know.
Tire guy was a foodie, apparently.
Prestigious food award.
I'm just like, how did they get to that?
Yeah, Calgary, where's the furthest you traveled?
Italy?
Smoking darts.
2022. Oh,
yeah. You're telling me. You went full Euro over there.
I smoked a lot
good
of
food?
Cigarettes over there. Yeah.
Wine, everything.
Yep.
There you go.
I drank more than
the eating experience is so different there, right? It's like you get an appetizer, an entree, and then dessert, and like you
no
have
one's
to ask
watching.
For
it's an
bill.
Experience.
Like, yeah. Like,
it's an experience.
Every meal is like sit down, take your time, enjoy it.
And it goes like well over an hour. We're so used to like eating, eat it to get done, not to taste it, enjoy it, have a conversation.
We did like
wine pairings or whatever.
10-course lunch with this family
Holy
on
shit.
Christmas Eve.
Oh,
that
was
that.
Crazy. They rented out this restaurant, but it was like Chewy size, but everything was local. Mm. I don't know how to explain it, but it was
food so good, right?
Bro, it was a huge. There was like 20 of us. It was his whole family, grandma, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
And we drank so much wine, ate so much food, and smoked so many cigarettes. We would eat like one meal or one plate, whatever, and everybody would look around and be like, smoke break? And we like go outside and smoke.
This was a marathon.
Eat another plate, go smoke, come back. It was crazy.
Unfiltered cigarettes over there in Europe?
No,
Oh. They had filter. I don't know how wild they were.
But is the pasta different?
I mean, it wasn't different. Like, it's still pasta,
but it was delicious. But I think it's like a social thing. Like, you're there, it makes it better. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Butter cream sauce.
They don't eat, like, their breakfast. That was the weirdest thing.
What are
they? We eat, like, eggs and bacon. They eat, like, bread. Like, sweet bread.
Mm.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, every morning we wake up, and his mom would, like, get this fucking box of, like, bread and cut off slices, and we just eat, like, a slice of bread for breakfast.
Butter on it?
Well, that would not do well.
Just here.
There's, like, sweet bread and a little, what is it called? Coffees? The little coffees?
A little espresso.
A little espresso.
How strong was it?
And smoke a cigarette.
So strong.
Inside their house. It was so great.
Just little espressos everywhere he went.
And you're awake for 3 days.
The worst part about being in Europe is there's no, like, public bathrooms. I don't know if it was like that in Portugal.
Is poop on the street?
But Italy, no, like, kind of, I mean, I didn't see anybody poop on the street, but
God.
I was like, Albie, where do you, like, there's no...
Like, you can't, like, walk into a restaurant and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here you go to, like, Starbucks, you use the bathroom and leave. It's, like, not a thing there. You have to, like,
no
buy
shit.
Something.
Wow. And
there's no
damn.
Guarantee that there's a bathroom in that place. And if there
everywhere
is a bathroom...
Everywhere we went, Portugal wasn't like that.
It could just be a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
when we
pretty
were
sweet.
In his town, when we got there, he took us to this little cafe. And I'm like, where's the bathroom? He's like, oh, over there. And I walk in, it's literally a hole in the ground.
Oh.
That's
there
hot.
It was like a shower nozzle.
For
spray your poop off.
Oh, yes. That's a thing, too. Yes. There's no
like there's
toilet
a
in
there.
Like
the man, it's like, what I can't stand swamp butt. I can't stand the squish. I don't want the squish. I feel like there's a
luckily,
constant.
But
like,
they had just handheld. Like, okay, we stayed at a really nice resort when we went to Portugal.
Mm.
And we stayed there because we were going to a wedding,
mm-hmm.
Amy's wedding.
Mm, of course.
And it was like a Ritz-Carlton. It was beautiful. But like, there's no toilet paper and there's just towels, hand towels.
Silk?
Just like hand towels though, like a bidet and hand towels. I'm like, I don't want to, what? Like,
it's like, you're going to bidet.
Dab.
That's just like.
Spray and dab.
I was like, oh no. But we ended up dab, asking for it. Toilet paper and they did bring us some toilet paper. But I was like, ooh, that's like risky business.
Snooty American asking for toilet paper.
Risky business.
Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are well traveled. Got to get out of the country every once
I
in
guess,
a while, damn
that's
it.
That's our only.
Necessary.
Our only.
I'd say Italy. Like Rome. That was cool. Rome was like, as a history nerd, just knowing what happened over there,
yeah,
going to the
yeah.
Vatican and just seeing like
did you go to Colosseum?
I did.
Nice.
Just knowing how many people died, like how this yeah. the influence that this place had on the world at large.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Have you seen Gladiator 2 yet?
I have not.
Wow, you are asleep.
Struggling. I'm sleeping.
Hell good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Saw some negative reviews, but I'm like, you know, I could see
it
for myself.
Solid. Don't listen to
it. Is Happy Gilmore 2 gonna be good?
I think it's already out.
It's gotta be. It is?
Yeah, it came out on New Year's.
No way.
I didn't know they just released like a trailer.
I'm down for it. I see Shooter McGavin come make a comeback.
About Italy though was going with Albie, like a local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the
like,
move.
Him and his mom would take us places. Like there's, what's that place called? It's right next to the Colosseum. It's like
Gardens. The chariot race. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember.
I forget
it's
the name.
But like a lot of people don't go there. They don't know it's there. And he took us there. I'm like, dude, this place is insane. It's like ruins of a city. You're like way up tall.
Love seeing the ruins and like.
And then the Colosseum's like right to the right, and it's like that's where everybody used to live and like
oh, cool.
do business and stuff.
Yeah.
And the structures are like for the most part there, but like not totally there.
The architecture there is so much and more insane, and like seeing pillars or just seeing history literally bursting out of like
sick,
the ground. I did steal a cobblestone from Rome.
Wow!
Like I was at a cafe,
that might
I was
be
like
but.
A little bit, but I was like oh. I don't know why. Like, I just took. I was with there with Miss G after high school, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna take this.
Oh, you went with Miss G.
I did, and I forgot that it was
that's
in my backpack. And then, like, when I was unloading everything, we're like, oh shit! Like, cobblestone from Rome, so it's in mommy and daddy's house.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Ate horse in Italy.
Ate horse.
Yeah.
How was that?
That's
terrible.
It was almost like a kind of like carnitas.
Really?
It was like
a little greasy.
Yeah.
Or
like a stew.
Oh, they had it in a stew?
Put it on like a polenta, like a
triangle
piece of polenta. It was a bomb.
Pretty good?
There was like this one town that they eat a ton of horse that he took us to.
I think it's pretty
I thought he was messing with me, but he's like, no, it's a
probably
common
a lot of
I'd be down to. I'd be down to try it.
I'd be down to try some.
And I was like, you know what?
Caballo?
I'm in Italy. I'm going to do it. And I ate it. And I
yeah,
like,
I mean,
that was fantastic.
Had to do it.
Tastes like stew. Doesn't taste any different.
Pretty good. Look at us. Look at us. World travelers here.
I can't wait to take my kids internationally.
They're going to love it. Yeah, to have a well travel, I think it just
grounds you a little bit.
Which
you get
actually
more
brings
respect
me to my
for
next point.
What's
I just
that?
Put it out here,
please.
Pain Cave. But there is a 5-star medal for half marathons now.
5-star medal?
And I think you have to run a half marathon in Germany, a half marathon in London, a half marathon in something. But at the end, you get this 5
in Europe.
Medal. It's like this big, it's called the 5-point.
Oh,
half marathon. Kind of. It's really awesome. And it, like, you only have to do it in, like, what, 10 years or something?
I don't know.
It's like a large
something,
but it's
badass.
Cool.
That's
cool.
5 marathons in 5 days.
Yes, that was the world.
That's unacceptable.
Seven in seven countries.
In 7 days.
But he did
I saw
it
him
like
doing
seven
it in Antarctica. Yeah. They were just running on the snow. I was like, yo,
that's intense.
That's wild.
That'd be. Yeah.
I saw something on the news at the like the 30th or 31st of a lady that. I swear to God, I saw this. It said she ran a marathon every day of the year.
No, she didn't. There's no fucking way.
That's too much.
Google it.
How did she not die?
I don't know. I swear to God, I saw
it. She's not here anymore. Marathon every single day.
You still recording, baby? Let's go. Sometimes it turns off.
She did.
He's right.
Yeah. Really?
Ultra runner, 55 years old, completed a marathon every day last year.
Yeah.
Wild. Sounds like a
and
like
the last world record versus, within her grasp.
There's like a the last one was like a huge mob of people running with her.
That's cool.
She's like
I couldn't even imagine. I mean that's
the
insane.
Mental strain is harder than the physical. Of course, physically everything has to be okay. Otherwise you can't run for 4 hours every day. But it was more mental to be there at the starting line every day, she told the news agency. Belgian women. They're built different. I did hear that women are better
distance runners. That's what I've heard.
It's mental.
I've heard the same.
Yeah.
Mental. Y'all are insane.
No. Yeah. It's mental.
Oh, here's a total like just shifting gears. Go some countries. What cartoon show would you want to be a character in?
Oh, that's a good question.
Cartoon show. Like Rocket Power, Hey Arnold, Dragon Ball Z.
So why do you just take the two I thought of right away? I think same.
Put them out. Just put them out there. Get the gears turned.
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Put the big old jawbreaker and just that's a wild one. That's a bizarre reality to be in. Not bad.
Cat dog.
Would you be cat or dog?
Cat dog.
Or be like your own. You would just be Austin in a show. You would be a new character added to it.
I would say either Ren and Stimpy or Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's Laboratory. I'd want to be like another rival genius and just have a lair.
Bug's Life.
Oh, that's a movie,
what bug would you
same,
be?
I fucking love Bugs
I'd
Life.
Be like a...
Banana slug?
Flick.
No.
Flick. Nice.
I'd be like an ant.
One of the ants?
Yeah.
What about a hopper?
Ooh,
what, like a grasshopper?
Those hoppers are bastards, man.
They are.
Just, all they care about is themselves.
Oh.
They
do.
We can put ourselves in movies now? You put us into a whole other category.
You could be movies, cartoon show, any cartoon. Toy Story, would you be a character there?
Oh, I'd 100% be Entangled. I think like that would be about me if I got stuck in a tower. There's some banger songs in that.
That actually, I remember watching
100%
that.
100% feel like that would be me if I was.
That's a great movie, honestly.
It's so good.
It's solid.
Like, I would be doing all those things. Like, now I'm into painting. Now I have to do, like,
I don't
I can't
think I've ever
still.
Seen that movie.
It's.
And then
it's,
she gets out and
good.
She's nervous, mm-hmm. but she really wants to explore, but she's nervous. I mean,
it's like, oh my God, she's really a brunette the entire time. And that's the real thing. Blondes are psychos. Oh,
anyway,
not bad.
Tangled.
I like that. Tangles is pretty good. Dragon Ball Z, absolutely. I'd want to be powerful. I wouldn't want to be one of the like the bitch characters that always just goes down like easily. I want to be like a difference maker in the story. Someone that's like, oh, here's maybe not the main character, but somebody that has like some
strong
influence.
Strong storyline.
Something.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
That Pokemon, like the old school TV show.
I know cockfighting when I see it, and I don't know. It's like it's just. It'd be cool. You'd be Pokemon?
What?
You'd be in Pokemon?
Yeah,
Bugs Life. That's good. Coolest sports stadium you guys have been to?
Coolest sports stadium?
Sports stadium.
Oh, hands down, Seattle Seahawks Stadium. That was
the
fucking bad.
Link? Or not? Is that CenturyLink?
Lumen.
No,
Lumen Field.
Oh.
Lumen
that's
Field.
Philly. Eagles.
Lumen.
Oh.
I can't even describe the vibe. First of all, it's terrifying because... It's just sheer...
Looking down.
Sheer looking down. Wherever you sit, it's just sheer looking down. There's not a bad seat in the house. There really isn't. And then you're just, like, looking out, and you're just, like, see snow-covered caps just all around. It's like being
That's
Tahoe.
Sweet.
It's
yeah.
like Tahoe,
yeah.
honestly, if Tahoe had a stadium and it was also on the ocean, I don't know.
That's pretty
it was
sweet.
Badass. Yeah. And the yeah. vibes, those fans are next.
Wild. Do you guys go to a soccer game or a football game?
Football game. Football? Raiders for yep. Seahawks. Raiders. And it's when we freaking won in that crazy overtime game.
You guys won? Let's go.
You guys were 2 that year, right? Yeah. Didn't you,
Josh
the Saints?
Jacobs.
No. We were at the Saints.
We went to the Saints,
but that wasn't
was
the same
that.
Year. Cool. It was the year before. But we were also at the Saints one that went into overtime.
The Saints experience was crazy.
Saints
that
experience.
Was a crazy week.
You guys went to New Orleans or?
Yes,
yeah.
Was, that
really?
Was
Mason
yeah.
for a Bucks
yeah.
game.
That was the That's best Mason. Overall. New Orleans was the best overall because mm-hmm. like you partied and there's so many Raider fans that traveled. It was like a Raider parade downtown.
Yeah.
So fun. And then the stadium's beautiful. It's like going to
the Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, it's like going stadium. To Brennan Theaters. I mean, the seats are like
cushioned. Wow.
Yeah, and it's inside. So top-notch stadium that way, but if you're talking like outdoor, true sports stadium,
I feel like Oklahoma. You guys,
Nick,
fun.
Mason,
oh,
okay. and I went on Halloween. We were there for
Halloween. Oh, that's
where'd you go?
NOLA.
Oh,
yeah,
Saints, Solid. Bucks too. It was sick.
So
man.
Fun. Yeah.
That trip.
That's I always recommend people like that's a place you want to travel to go.
So I visited New Orleans a couple years ago, and like one of the. Uber drivers just it was walking around money but he's like a hunter but he does for NCAA like audio production for whatever goes on in that stadium and he was there for the Minneapolis Miracle when Diggs like caught the ball like we beat them
oh,
we beat the
yeah.
Saints he said like it was just insanity like just yeah. how intense it is or even like NCAA events that go over there he just
I feel like
just audio engineer guy
too, 18, I mean I haven't been to that many baseball parks but 18
yeah it is that's gorgeous
yeah.
absolutely I got a shout out it's not pretty, but I mean the old Arco Arena, just that rundown little
yep.
box that just got rowdy.
Oh, we've been
rowdy.
Chase Center is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Chase Center. Warriors. Oh, where the Warriors play. Damn.
I mean that it's beautiful.
It ain't Roracle.
Coliseum. No. Pissing and troughs.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. That'll
make you grow hair in your chest for sure.
My first football game.
You gotta whip your little pecker out and throw.
Have a little sword fight, pissing contest.
Go for the worst stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium's pretty nice. The new one.
It was tight.
No, this is
the new one.
It's in solid venues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw CeCe pitch against the A's.
There. That's so dope.
I do respect CeCe. I saw a video of him recently. Like, he cost himself $500,000 hitting that guy that hit his player.
Yeah.
He's from Vallejo, right?
He hit a guy first, yeah. but it was not.
No, CeCe, but he, like, stood up for his guys. I'm like, that's the
person. Like, you want that guy on your team.
Me, don't
oh yeah, no, I'm not worried about him paying his bills. So he's that guy.
Where else have we traveled? We've been to Oklahoma City Thunder Warrior game in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
and that was pretty. That was
I
all
feel
right.
like baseball stadiums lend themselves a lot more like creativity or just a yeah. like bizarre way. They can be a lot more unique. Football stadiums, yeah, they're different. Baseball, there's more personality, like Fenway or Wrigley.
Right, right.
My cousin
well,
Travis
so much
like
more history. To
a lot of history.
Nice too in Vegas.
Which
one? Because it's new Allegiant.
Yeah,
it's
cool. Yeah. But there we saw
just
the worst football game ever played.
Yeah,
Vikings v Raiders, 3-0 final.
I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, me neither. I was I got lost going back to my seats, and like one of the guys sitting, I was sitting next to Skylar and Mo, and some guy was like, "Hey, your boy's kind of lost." I'm just like stumbling around in the wrong section. Like, got back. You and Rachel were just I was drinking everything. Did not eat.
I couldn't
enough.
Sit. We got to our seats, and I sat down. I had the spins.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
no,
the worst.
And you gave me your purple underwear that day.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so kind.
It was good.
Give
I love
luck.
Absolutely. I wear them every Sunday for the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
We're on a heater. Let's
it's
go.
Because
purple
I
underwear.
Gave your nephew that Skol beanie.
You did?
Yes. We texted about this. I bought.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. 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 Yes.
Skol
yes.
beanie. And you said that better bring us luck for the rest of the year. And I said,
it
holy
has,
shit, it did!
It has indeed. All Viking success is your guys' baby gift.
That's right.
Much obliged. Old Baker. Baker.
You guys going to keep Darnold or roll with
we Baker? Better, damn it. We better. It's like he's established chemistry with his receivers.
Yeah.
They're all playing nice. Everything's clear. We're not going to be able to keep the entire team next year, but hey, win a Super Bowl, I say ride the hot number. Red's hot. Red is hot, so we got to just keep riding red. But nobody's more surprised than I am. Like, I thought, okay, he'll just be a mentor for McCarthy until he's ready to play. Fuck it. Darnold's our guy. Let's go. Give him a little quiche. All right, I asked you a question about when is Big Sexy Meats going to...
Any dates cooking in 2025?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe springtime.
Springtime?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We try to do at least one a year now, but...
I like that.
Yeah.
I've always maintained, like, if you and Kyle just said, you know, we'll just abandon our successful careers in, you know... Family's providing for. If you guys put all your effort into the Big Sexy Meats, you guys absolutely would have wild success.
Like your kind of own your own Terry Blacks.
Yeah. Like, you could do it. It'd
you
just
could.
Be stressful.
It'd be it's like I don't know. You have jobs, you're able to make ends meet and stuff. It's like I don't know. Until you maybe a nice retirement career that will just be
stressful. Sure.
Meaty. How moody is the slough? Why did I ask this stupid fucking question? How moody is the slough?
Moody.
Pretty moody. You guys are just hand.
It's
just
also because it's the pavement sucks.
Yeah,
so it's like, also
it's
try
a
not
bit,
to.
It's a bit rough.
Try not to bust your ankle too. I mean, it's
you think it's
all
tougher
of...
on the way out or back? Way out. I think so too.
Oh no.
Because you like take a right, you just go.
I
you go up that curve by the exit.
Back, it's worse.
The left over by like the water treatment, that long straight.
That one
doesn't
brutal.
Seem like it, but it's really uphill.
It's that entire thing's uphill.
When you come over the hill coming back,
I call that Quitter's Hill.
Quitter's the hill, like over by the Martinez one, isn't that bad?
It's pretty bad.
No,
it's,
but getting up to it, because when you're on the way back, you're like looking, and it's all downhill. You're like, oh wow, it's just.
So that's what. That's why I think it's easier on the way out. Because you got to get up Quitter's Hill,
yes.
The hill by the Martinez's. But once you get up that,
yeah.
You have that whole downhill to like
yeah.
coast. And then you only have two hills after that.
Yeah.
It's like the first big one, but then you get a downhill right
yeah.
after it. And then that,
that
second one is longer, but you have the whole decline out.
Yep.
That's nice.
I think the way back is easier too.
That's the Moody Slough, baby. Run it. Have you guys like gone out and infected other people? To, like, you guys should run. You should
yeah,
do this.
My friend
like
Julia got back into it.
Yee?
And she was a runner before. She's a badass soccer player too, and it's been fun to link up with her because we drop our kids off and then we hold each other accountable. So we're like, well, what are you really going to go do right now? Laundry? I don't want to fucking do laundry.
Go run.
So then we go run, and it's nice to have a partner a lot of the time.
What a great
so,
excuse not to do laundry.
Exactly.
Like, fuck, I can't.
We
do
need
that.
To go on a group run.
We do. I can't believe we haven't done that. Other
we said
than
we said we were going to do that at the half, and then
yeah.
We just fucking roasted out the gate.
We just roasted.
I mean, we ran like 8:30 the first 3 miles.
You guys did.
No, we yeah. didn't. It was like 9 something.
No, it wasn't.
It was unsustainable. That's what it was.
You guys had it on your little things. My tracker didn't
so.
Work.
But. I'm not fully trusting the results we got because I'm like, how these splits don't make any sense
we
or just we were.
So I went off of my watch because that's what I train off of, whatever. And my splits at the beginning.
You have like the Nike Run Club?
I have Garmin.
Garmin. Yeah. Is it a free app?
Garmin, yeah.
I like
I mean,
free.
Because
I just got a Apple Watch for Christmas and Skyler
okay,
swears by it when you're
see.
Doing exercises and stuff. So,
my calendar.
Like your heart rate and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never really track
yeah,
it. But
I think the Garmins are a little bit more running. More
focused.
More running focused.
Yeah.
More variables you can see.
What you looking up?
My paces.
No.
If you go.
Help me.
Who's winning?
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe the Browns
okay.
beat the
940, 908, 857, 851. That was us together.
That was us together. Yeah, 940, 908, 857 was us
so,
together. And then you two fucking took off. Let's talk about that. There was this fourth mile, and you two were like, fuck you, Danielle, and just like started going. And I was like, instantly, my instinct was like, I had to keep up with you guys. And I was like, nope, fuck this.
Fuck these guys.
Honestly, I thought you were gonna burn out eventually.
Man,
but you did. But you did.
A
but not
bit.
Enough.
No,
not
I
enough.
Was, I was definitely losing a step.
There
was
there
was
one point where you were like 3 miles ahead of me, and I was like, oh, I'm never gonna fucking catch him. I was like, God damn it, he's got me beat. And then toward the end, I was like, I wasn't seeing you, but I was like, I've got to be getting close. I can feel like I can sniff you.
And no.
My dad told me, he goes, you just got Aaron Jones. Finished,
I
was
I could
pissed. I
can
I
hear
like,
you sniffing. I
oh,
was I was scared the
almost,
entire time. I was like, I can't slow down. Like I was contemplating, okay, there's like
I
a mile and a half left.
Caught up 3 miles to get to you at
I,
the end. That's
I
fucking wild.
Contemplated pooping like if I stop if I stop now, like she's gonna catch me. I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna hold. I passed by that last porter potty. Like I gotta finish. I gotta go.
So
but
four,
I was
what
afraid the entire
was,
time.
I thought we were running so fast to start that he was gonna get tired, and I knew you would run. And I knew I was starting to get tired, so I was like, I'm going to run as fast as I can for like a quarter to a half mile and
just,
try to get ahead of you.
Just gas it.
And him, and then hopefully I can keep it.
Right.
Well, I fucking mobbed, and then I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I got to slow down, and I look over my left shoulder, and Sandwich is right next to me.
I was like, trying to keep the pace.
Wow. I'll get you.
I was like, that didn't
and then
work.
He just kept it up. He literally just kept up that pace.
Yeah.
Because I
was
like, there's
like,
no fucking way you're going to keep up that pace. And he just kept going. He just kept going. I was like, God damn it.
I was like, I cannot lose to Danielle again.
Oh, you beat me.
Oh,
fair and square.
Oh, my God. But you whooped our ass in the Napa, though. You whooped that
but that's
ass.
The thing.
Yeah, you
yeah,
almost
he
died.
He barely survived.
That was...
But I have to say, I felt so much better after this one than I did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though I ran. That's why running's so weird. Like, I might have smoked you guys that one. I mean, I didn't entirely smoke you, but you were right behind me.
I was trying, but I had to poop so bad.
That one, I was done. I didn't want to run anymore. I had no desire to go back to running. I was like, that was so fucking hard. I'm toast. Where, like, this time around, I felt completely fine, but I was injured. So that's why I'm extra depressed, because I was like, this is the time where I'm like, yeah, I would got right back out there and ran, but I felt like I was way fitter.
The body heal. I mean, can you imagine what Klay Thompson went through, having to wait 2 years to get back and play? Like, that's sucks. I don't know.
No, I can't.
So give yourself the TLC, then get back 10 at it.
Weeks off.
Oh, so hard. Good. So
just build
scared.
It back up.
Yeah, Austin. Take a whole 6 months off. And then
Austin's grinding like he's never grinded before. He's just beasting it up. You savage, you. I would not have finished the Napa.
This next race is supposed to be flat, right?
But I was so. No. But I want to say something. I love the banter, and I am so competitive against you, but I was so proud of you.
I was so fucking
proud of you.
No, it was...
I was like, oh, my God, he's a badass.
Gotta go.
It was great for me, because I, like, when after that sprint, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to run my 9:30 and, like, feel good about it. So I got to watch you two the whole time. It's like going out that left turn uphill. Like, I saw Sandwich, and I was like, oh, my God, he's still ahead of her. And then I was like, how far behind is she? And you were only, at that point, I think, like, less than a mile. And I was like, oh,
this is going to be fun to watch. And, like, I came out, and, like, we started going again before we got to that, like, weird, like, way out area. He, like, came by again. I'm like, holy shit, Sandwich might have this.
I'm trying.
And then, like, saw you. So it was funny for me to, like.
Oh, yeah, because I couldn't see him. That was the worst part. You were just enough of a runner.
I
couldn't
see
you
both.
Him.
I was like,
yeah.
What makes you most dangerous, Daniel? I was like, you keep that pace. There's no, like, you're going. You're just that slow burn. If you stop, you're like the ball in Indiana Jones. Like,
yeah.
If you stop, like, you're going to run over us and win. I cannot.
Yeah.
It was just. No, that was a pretty fun race. Having you guys' kids there, like. At the
God,
finish
that was
line,
so
little
special.
Charlie.
Actually, I
got to
shout out Charlie because I was dying, and when I saw them right there, I wasn't expecting them to be down there, and it gave me life. Like, I don't know, it just gave me life.
That's
like,
the juice.
I was just so excited, and I was like, "Oh my God!"
Well, seeing the pictures you guys took of like the kids, like Cappy, you coming in and finishing, like this is some Norman Rockwell shit. This is like a beautiful thing. Your dad being there,
yeah,
like that was cool, and being able to sleep at your in-laws' place the night prior was clutch.
In the what'd you call it? Armory.
Because Rachel's dad, it's like a little workout area, and there's just a bunch of guns and swords, and I was like, that's the armory.
Yeah.
I digress. Last question here: when will the Raiders win their next Super Bowl, and who will be their next quarterback?
I don't think they're getting a quarterback.
They
played themselves out of a quarterback.
Yeah. Do you think we're just going to rally behind O'Connell?
I think they need to give him a legit shot.
Who cares? Hopefully he loses every game next year and we get Archie.
I'm down for
2 years in a row, Tank.
But just read something. His numbers are like identical to CJ Stroud for the last 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Aiden O'Connell.
That's not bad.
See,
He's not getting the notoriety, though.
No.
Not at all.
Well, he also plays for the Raiders.
That's true.
And I feel like if they would have started with him this year,
AP out?
Could have been
AP's
different.
Out?
I think AP's out.
It just sucks. Like, we keep firing people.
We're like the Kings. We're going to be playing with different coaches soon.
He has a better mustache.
Like,
Rome
wasn't built in the day. People
and
like,
we're
going to
get, and then we're
going to
go get Vrabel, who's another defensive coach. So it's just the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
The passing 18 and 19 touchdowns. Less interceptions. Jesus. And he has 2 rushing TDs.
Yeah.
These aren't bad stats.
He's not bad. No,
this
is
so
good.
He
hasn't
been given,
like,
a true shot either. Mm-hmm. Like, he's always came in when somebody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but we need an
O-line,
too. We need, like...
We need a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
We have a good tight end, though.
We have a hell of a good tight end.
Really good. That's your rookie, though.
Yeah.
Love Max Crosby.
Love Max Crosby.
That's
my kids, what's adorable is our kids are obsessed
with
Max Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, diehard Max Crosby.
That's the only way I will forgive Brady is if he brings us a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If he comes 100%. Out of retirement.
No,
the irony that he brought into the Raiders.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
No, he is.
Yeah. Oh.
Giving him reins of operations.
It's like, just get that
Mark
bowl cut
Davis
Mark Day. Get him out of there.
Single-handedly ruined the Raiders. Single-handed.
He is the Jerry Jones of the AFC.
There's no one to point a finger to except for him.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
I hate his haircut. He's just so ugly, though. but he bangs.
He does.
He does.
he fucks.
Well,
got a lot of money.
Oh, well, on that note, you guys, with the thought of Mark Davis making sweet, sweet love.
2025,
we're coming for you.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your word of 2025?
My word?
Yeah. What's your word of 2025? Like, ask one word that you're just that you want to like either have more in your life of, or that you want to
exude as a person.
Sandwich.
I bet you're gonna say sex.
Oh, sex. I don't even know what that is.
Oh God, that would be fantastic. What's your one
hopefully
word?
Hopefully, I can lose my virginity this year. That'd be that's the goal. The one word, what's your word? I haven't thought of a word
joy.
Yet. Joy?
Joy is my word. Last year was perseverance.
That's good.
This year is joy.
Consistency.
Oh.
And joy meaning saying no to things I don't really want to do and saying hell yes to things I do want to do.
Absolutely.
Joy.
Regardless of others, like, oh,
yeah,
they might judge
of
you
others,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, screw you, I'm gonna live my life.
Yeah. But and be authentically me and joy.
That's good. Austi?
Onomatopoeia.
Ooh, I like it.
I don't know what that
means. It's a great word.
Cool word.
It's a good word, though.
Word.
Cappy, got a word?
Probably perseverance.
Yeah.
Perseverance or perseverance? I like
for
it.
For bench press, it's like perseverance.
Yeah. I'm not even going to ask you to spell that word.
Me neither.
There's a C in there. It's tough to say. A lot of syllables. It's beyond me.
I do want to do a trail run.
Lagoon Valley is where I did my first half. It's gnarly. Uphill.
We have Thousands Acre Ranch.
Potatoes.
Yeah, but they
now you tell
races
me.
Races at Pina Dobie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they? Actual, like, Habs, 10Ks, 5Ks. Mm-hmm. If you go to Fleet Feet in Vacaville, they have a whole calendar up on their wall.
They got their groove. It's just that
I actually
bought trail running shoes. Like,
there you go.
I just worry about breaking an ankle.
At Lagoon, because you're running on cow trails, and it's you got to be sure-footed and not, like, snap your ankle.
You should go run to the cell tower one day. That'll kick your ass.
Yeah. I've walked the cell tower and it kicked my ass a long time ago.
Cell tower?
At Pina Dobie.
Yeah.
That's
like Blue Ridge, too.
It is actually...
Blue Ridge. I was going to do it the other day, but I was like, it's raining. I don't feel like slipping and concussing.
Have you ever ran the Blue Ridge?
Yeah,
I start, and then once it starts going uphill, I'm like, I got nothing left.
When I was at Butte, me and Mason, because we had to run a sub six
mile
when we got back from winter break pictures.
Sub six?
Oh, can you imagine if you had to run a sub
it?
6 mile?
Yeah, first try.
You ran a sub
like
6 mile?
558.
Holy shit, dude, I've never run a mile.
Keep in mind, I was like 160 pounds back then.
Oh, still.
I had mono, which I didn't know I had.
Oh, mono.
So I lost hell of weight. And I was super light,
yes.
And I was running a lot. And then when we came back from winter break, Mason and I ran Blue Ridge, like, every
the
2 days.
The whole...
Not, like, the back way and around, just, like, the straight up, straight down.
Okay. Because it's, like, a 5 mile complete.
There's only three of us that made it the first try. Me, Jake Means, my roommate, and I think Joe McIntyre made it.
Joe Mac?
Oh, Joe Mac. You guys played on the same team?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfun fact. I broke his collarbone once upon a time.
Unfun fact.
Unfun.
Good one.
Well, baseball's at first base. He said, I got it. We bumped into each other.
Broke
his collarbone.
This is all your fault.
Yeah. I got him a little, at Eagle Drug Store, I got him like a little teddy bear the next day,
aww,
get well soon. Yeah, I was like, yeah, my bad, bro. I'm an eye guy. What can I say?
Blue Ridge is... We hiked that a few times. We like jogged it one time.
We jogged it. We called Dylan A.
Yeah.
Because we're like, can you imagine having like hundreds of pounds of like equipment and just breathing in smoke the entire time at a steeper incline? Just hot shots.
I forgot about that.
Once the sun comes out and it dries up, we should go hiking.
Damn.
Hey now.
Bring my gat. We can do a cold plunge.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I like it.
Shoot the water. Make sure there's no sharks in there or something.
You hear Skylar's Christmas present from Scotty?
What was it?
Yeah, fanny pack.
Oh, yeah, the concealed carry. Yeah. Skylar's a dangerous man. Very dangerous. but anyways. Well, you guys, this has been Tapping In.
Way to start 2025.
We are here. Good kicking it off.
Let's all take guesses how long this was.
I looked at it.
I don't think we hit three.
No.
Oh,
not yet.
Not yet.
Two? Still,
Well, the time's right there.
It's still changing.
Well, I don't know what time we started.
Oh.
But I'm going to guess like 2:34.
2:16.
2:27.
It's 2:15 and 25 seconds as we speak. So I'll go ahead and stop it now. Well, thank you all, everybody, for listening.
Happy 2025.
Go get after it. Go run, you fucking slobs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fucking that guy.
You lose! Good day, sir!